I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This song seems fitting for the moment. Certainly not the start any of us thought the Capitals would get out to last night in game one of the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs against the Carolina Hurricanes. Helping us make sense of ugly night for the Rock the Red Boys is voice of the Washington Capitals, who you can hear right here on 106.7 The Fan, our friend Mr. John Walton.
Hey, Dub.
John, ugly stuff last night, man. Did the Caps not show up, or was Carolina that much better, or maybe a combination of both?
I wouldn't say they didn't show up. I would say Carolina was dominant, and it's weird to say because the game went to overtime, but I would say that's the most lopsided overtime loss I have ever seen, because in every way, with puck possession, with zone time, scoring chances, if you name it, Carolina did it. But I do know this, over the course of the last, well, let's just say 2018, because it's always a fun reference point, when we look back on 7 years ago, we think of Evgeny Kuznetsov, and we think of coming from down 3-2 against Tampa Bay, and we think of Lars Eller. But the truth is, in every playoff series, there's a ton of adversity, and if it were easy, then everybody would do it. And is that the best Carolina has to offer? Yes. What you saw last night, and, you know, I was talking with Grant Danny yesterday and a little bit with Kevin Sheehan and around just talking about how what things to look for in game one. I said if you had 5-6 shots against in the first period, then the defensive effort was good. And if you had 12, 13, 14, 15 against, that means things weren't going very well. And sure enough, that's exactly how it played out, because last night they get 12 shots, but there were a lot of quality chances. You're not going to see Nick Dowd get cleaned out on a faceoff dot like he did last night for an entire series. You're not going to see Pierre-Luc Dubois have that to happen too. There was a lot that went wrong, but I think in the course of a seven-game series, what you need is you've got to be able to ramp your game up. And can the Capitals do that? They absolutely can. Is tomorrow night's game two a very pivotal point in the series? Let's be honest. Yeah, it is. Caps need to win tomorrow, because you can't go to Raleigh and win two games. That team won 31 games on home ice in a regular season, and you don't want to put yourself in that position. But I am confident that with this team and what we've seen all year, it's businesslike. You know, they get punched in the mouth and they come back and they find a way. And I think they're going to be much better tomorrow night in game two.
John, they were a little, like last night, the puck possession, they were a little loose with it. They kept missing pucks and losing them. Now, is that like nerves, or is just it just happens?
I don't think it's nerves. I think it's a much better team. I mean, when you look at what Montreal was in the first round, the Capitals were clearly the better team, and by definition, right? They were the number one team in the league, or number one team in the conference, and they're playing the second wild card, so they should be by definition better. Carolina was right behind them. They did finish second, but they had a tremendous year. They were very good down the stretch. They were very good at home. And stylistically, the way they play is in your face all the time. So there's a little bit of an adjustment to a better team, quite frankly, and needing to ramp up your game and getting to the second round. There are a lot of guys in this room that have not been to this point. Tom Wilson knows what this is about, John Carlson, Alex Ovechkin, but you know, for the most part, there's a lot of guys that haven't been in the second round. So I'm not going to totally dismiss nerves, because I think you realize the stage gets bigger when there's only eight teams left. We've seen this before. a lot of second-round appearances for this team, and we've seen a lot of games that didn't go well, or even times against Pittsburgh back in the day where it did go well in the beginning of the series, and then Pittsburgh adjusted. In a seven-game series, the best team rises to the top. Carolina was the best team last night, but it doesn't mean they're the best in the series. The Caps need to show better, but you know, I'm pretty confident they can do that.
Talking with our friend John Walton, voice of the Caps. You can listen to Walton's calls of every game right here on 106.7 The Fan. John, one concern I've had, and you know Kerwin just as well as I do, and that he's a puck knower. He has pointed this out to me since the Canadiens series. The inability to clear the defensive zone with any sort of like offensive generation, that they're just not getting breakouts, and the turnovers are an ugly result of that. That is not something unique to last night. Have you noticed that? Is that a concern for you?
It is to an extent. I think what you saw last night that maybe wasn't as evident in the Montreal series, but was very evident last night, is the Caps spent a lot of time pinned in their own zone, stuck in behind the net, you know, the quick chips to the wall and being able to get it up and out of the zone. Not a lot. And you saw Carolina relentless on the forecheck and being able to turn over pucks and turn them into shot attempts. The shot attempts last night for Carolina were ungodly. 94-34 is no way to go through life. That has to stop. So being able to get pucks out quickly and get those quick touches up the boards, making better puck decisions. Alexei Protas had a great goal last night. He also had a bad puck decision that led to the game-tying goal. And those have got to be smarter. And I think when Spencer Carberry came down last night, that's as angry as I've seen him in 2 years. Very almost Tortorellian in answer on a few occasions. and I say that not because Spencer cares tremendously, and I don't think we saw anything quite like that this year and at a big point in the game. I'll tell you what's going to happen today, though, is they're going to address all of those things that went wrong, and they will be better in game two. But I think that is, you're right, that has to be of paramount importance. The forecheck last night for Washington, getting pucks in and being able to generate their own chances, non-existent, and that must change. You have to be able, with the Dubois line, McMichael was so good in the first round of being able to use his speed, get in on pucks, and then turn it into offense. You saw the bottom six do it, I thought, very well. Ryan Leonard led him in shots last night, and none of his shots were particular in quality. Mm-hmm. But I'll say this, he got pucks to the net, which is better than a lot of guys did last night. So I think that line being able to continue to press, use their speed, use those young legs, whether you're McMichael, Leonard, those guys. The veterans can certainly be there as well. I think Pierre-Luc Dubois will be better. He was outstanding in the first round. I didn't think he was good as good last night. Nick Dowd had a lot of trouble at the dot. I mean, look at this way, guys. Pretty much everything went wrong, and they went to overtime. Yeah. So, I mean, if you can say, look, we cleaned up six things, and Logan Thompson was outstanding last night. Yeah. Your goaltender was not the problem last night. And in a playoff series, that's going to take you a long way. Logan deserved a better fate last night. He absolutely did. But I think his teammates will play for him and be better in game number two.
Jack, I don't know if you know this. A lot of people tried to write off. I look at the fact that the Hurricanes, they throw a lot of pucks at the net. Some of them are not quality. But still, most goals may come off of rebounds, right?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, the playoffs for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, when
so if
you
they're throwing them up there, that's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't nearly enough. They didn't make Freddie Anderson work nearly as hard last night as they needed to. And it starts with first shots, and they didn't have a lot of those. But think of Brandon Duhaime and what he did in the last two games against Montreal. One of them's into an empty net, but going to the front of the net and making things happen, the secondary scoring, that's so important. Getting goals from 2 feet out, 3 feet out, paying the price. Caps never really got to that area last night. It wasn't lack of effort, but they were kept to the outside and kind of beaten at their own game. You can't get to the inside and generate offense when you don't have the puck. You've got to get the puck first, and being able to get it out of your zone and try and create that at the other end of the ice. Easier said than done. This isn't a lack of effort. This is a lack of execution. And I think when you look at what happens in game two, execution is going to be key, and it starts in front of Logan Thompson and being able to break pucks out along the boards, get it up the middle, wherever you find a seam to be able to get some speed and get through center. Carolina, I thought, was just relentless defensively. Mm-hmm. Even when they did get the puck out, there was always a guy standing right there. That's Rod Brind'Amour hockey. You're going to have a lot of guys who are in perfect position, not only to take away shot lanes when you're in the offensive end, but they know what you breathe in your own zone. They will find you in neutral ice. They're all over the ice, and you know, you've got to be able to match that work ethic and that will and want.
John, last thing for me, the power play last night, and maybe it was just indicative of the entire performance, but like just really not much could get going. How do they turn that thing around to what has been so, so dangerous for Washington for two decades?
Years. Yep.
You know, I'm sorry, JV. What was the question again? I'm sorry I missed that.
Just the power play last night. I mean, that first.
Play.
I mean, in the first period, it seemed like they got a shot off the first power play. It just never, like, it's one thing if Carolina's throwing the puck at everything moving, but then Washington maybe gets a penalty and they're able to like assert some control. It didn't even seem like they could do it then.
Yeah, special teams, and I said this before the series started. I mean, special teams need to be better. The 5-on-5 game against Montreal was excellent. I don't think there was really much issue with any of the games, save maybe a couple of third periods and Montreal with some pushes. But on the whole, in the first round, I thought the 5-on-5 was fine. What wasn't fine, at least statistically, and I know that some in the room and just talking with some of the penalty killers saying, you know, look, yeah, they gave up five goals, but, you know, here's what happened in this play. Here's what happened in this play. You know, that's fine, but you gave up five goals, and against Carolina, if you lose the special teams battle, you will lose the series. So, to your point, being better on the power play, making the most of those opportunities, and being able to do better on the penalty kill. And I did like the fact with Protas on the PK last night. They are better. I with he and Wilson together, that's a pair that goes over the boards a lot together, and perform very well together. So I think having him back, you know, he's still getting his legs underneath him. It was only his second game. Special teams need to step up. There's no doubt. To your point, more shots, more second opportunities. Freddie Anderson, the shot he gave up to Pro, it was a great shot by Pro, but I didn't think it was a particularly great goal against for Anderson. Make him work. He's coming off injury, and you didn't really throw many pucks at him. You get more pucks at him, I think you're going to have a better result.
Absolutely. Walton, I feel like you're the right barometer for this. Last night was ugly, but these are seven-game series for a reason. The sky is not falling, correct?
The sky is not falling. And I would, again, you point to 2018 and not to, you know, draw comparisons because you never know, you know, the Caps could get on a run or they could be done in this series. But every single series, think about Columbus in the first round. This team was dead in 2018. They lost the first two games on home ice, and Columbus was about to run him out of the gym, and then they never lost again. They got a double overtime off the Lars Eller boot in game three and never looked back. These things happen through the course of a seven-game series. That's why they aren't one-game playoffs, because anything can happen in one game. Sustained over the course of seven, look, they've been a great team all year. There's no reason to think that's going to change now, but Carolina's a good team, and they want to win the Cup too. And whether it's in D.C. or whether it's in Raleigh, you better bring your best. I mean, Spencer was saying that prior to the series. He said it even during the Montreal series. Nobody's just going to hand it to you. They want to win the Cup just as bad as you do. You just have to elevate and seven-game series. Somebody's got to get to four. They only won one last night.
Yep.
John, thank you for the time, buddy. We'll be listening Thursday.
You bet, fellas. Thanks. And B. Mitch, go listen to some Prince on the way home. You'll feel better.
I will. Thank you, brother.
Okay.
That's our friend John Walton joining via the Rood guest hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. If you want to follow Walton, he's a good follow. It's at John Walton PXP. Nobody go anywhere. We're going to ask the Aquarium, how concerned are the Caps fans out there? Plus, we're giving away Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul tickets next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.